Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Get a little real here. I have recorded this show multiple times, and every time I listen back to it, I'm like, ah. And I think it's because this is such a critical piece in your manifestation process. This will change everything. This little tip. And I keep wanting to put it in this fancy package and give you a lot of stories around it and you know, get you motivated through my voice. But I think I just need to be straight up and tell you what it is, because it'll change everything. Okay, so I'm Amy. You probably know me. And if you don't, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really amazing things in their life. I help people who have been wanting something for so long. I help them manifest that into form. And I use every tool in my toolbox to help you do that. I'm a practicer of intuition, of the psychic arts, of metaphysics, of new thought, of mind science. New age, I do it all. Mix with a lot of really good practical wisdom. I've been a manifester for 2 decades. I believe so strongly in our power to create our reality. And I turned it into a business 1 decade ago. And so I'd love to support you in manifesting that thing that feels so elusive. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to my massive result intuitive coaching package. And if you're not ready to invest in a service with me, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll receive 2 intuitive messages every week. I specifically tune into the energy of all the people that will open my emails. And so you can sign up for that on the front page of my website. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, guys, this piece of wisdom is what shifted everything I was working on last year. I had a manifestation. I worked. So hard. Spiritually, all the practical stuff, of course. And, you know, it felt like I was not winning at it. And then when I got this piece of wisdom, this came forward intuitively, this is when everything changed. And this thing I had been working on for months and months and months and months and months broke through. It manifested. And with ease, like all the work I had been doing up until that point, when it finally came through, and I do believe all of that work I was doing just adds to the cup and adds to the cup, adds to your cup of manifestation, and you want to get to the point where that cup overflows. And so in that process, think of it as a cup. We can contribute good and good and good and good to our cup, right, that aligns with what we want, and then it overflows. But we can also contribute negative, 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 negative to that cup as well. And the cup, even as we're putting good in the cup, the good takes away from the bad takes away from the good to some degree, not to the extent where it's 50-50, but it takes away. It makes it harder to get our cup, our manifestation cup, to overflow and what we want to appear in physical form. And so this little piece of wisdom is what shifted everything for me last year. Ready? I want you to write it down. Focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. When we are pursuing a goal, a desire, something we really, really, really want, and it's not manifesting, or we're not aligning with it, and it doesn't seem to be working out, and we keep taking program after program, reading book after book, doing the work, praying the prayers, doing the affirmations. without knowing it, we start to turn that situation into a problem, something that needs to be fixed, right? And so that can lead us, it's a very strong vibration when we turn something into a problem. It can lead us down a lot of paths we don't want to go down, right? And so when I focused on the solution, God, within a week, like from, it felt like it was starting all over again, and within a week it manifested. And I do think, again, I was adding to the cup with all the work I had been doing, but it shifted when I shifted. When I stopped looking at that situation as a problem in my life and I start focusing on a solution, everything changed. We get intuitive wisdom from spirit, but when we are locked in a perspective that makes our situation negative, wrong, bad, oh, I've never been in a relationship. It's been so long since I've been in a relationship. I just want to be in a relationship. Why hasn't this worked out for me? You know, all the guys I date are just losers. Why do this keep happening to me? Ah, right? When we're so focused on that, even as we're taking the course, reading the book, saying the prayers, doing the affirmations, we're kind of canceling them out, right? I do think the good always outweighs the bad, so it's not a total cancel out. But we're putting all this energy out, right? And we feel like we're not getting a return. Well, when you just strip away the problem, the mindset of a problem, the energy of a problem, looking at it as a problem, and you just start focusing on the solution, God, then God can show up, right? You activate the miracle. You shifted your energy, and now you are in the vibration of a solution because you are focusing your attention on a solution. I swear, I mean, last year I worked and worked and worked this call, and I think what actually finally, I mean, the circumstances of it finally manifesting was not from hard work. It was just trusting the signs and being diligent. And I remember waking up from a meditation, because I was doing those, I do these really long meditations, you've heard me say that, and sometimes I'll go to sleep and sometimes I don't. And so I was doing this really long meditation, and I woke up, and the thing had manifested, just like that. It wasn't all that work and struggling, you know, because I was focusing on it being a problem. When I start focusing on the solution, I allowed the spirit world to help me. I'll say it again. When I start focusing on the solution, I allowed the spirit world to help me. When I was focused on the problem, there's some part of us that doesn't feel we're worthy, even as we're praying the prayers and affirming and doing our spiritual work and clearing out lower vibrational energy. There's still a part of us that doesn't feel we're worthy of it. But the way we override that conversation with ourselves, that subconscious conversation with us, ourselves, we just give our subconscious something to do. Focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. So then you stop strategizing and you just start moving and moving and moving and flowing and flowing and flowing in the direction of a solution. And that manifests, like snap your fingers, there it is. And you do it from this place of lightness of spirit, because you're no longer in the lower vibrational energy of being bad and wrong and, oh my God, it's all a problem. And then spirit can show up and you activate this energy around you, and the spirit world is supporting you and applauding, and everything is working on your behalf. And, you know, you just lay down for a meditation and you wake up and there it is. Poof. Quite miraculous and beautiful. Oh man, how we make our lives so much harder than they need to be. And I'm right there with you at times, definitely. So write this down. I have a graphic that's on my phone, on the wallpaper of my phone. So every time I look at my phone, I see focus on the solution. So whatever it is that I'm looking to manifest, it reminds me, focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. And you ask yourself, well, what would the solution be? And then that's where you give your attention. And you already have all the resources, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the intuitive guidance within you. And when you start to shift into focusing on the solution, it's like you open the door to all those resources that were already available to you. In the process, you let go of the stress, the self-pity, the self-deprecation, the shame, the guilt, the worry, the doubt, the hesitation, the cynicism, the addiction to the struggle, the addiction to the drama, the addiction to the chaos, the addiction to it not working out, and you just focus on the solution. You get your ass up and you do what you need to do, and it's so easy. And here's when I say that, you get your ass up. I mean that from the most chill, you know, relaxed place within you. It's like you could nap all day, you wake up, you do something for about 10 minutes and poof, it's all better, right? I mean, whereas prior to that, when it's a problem, you might delay sleep, you might delay taking care of yourself, you're just so consumed by the stress and strain of this problem. But when you move into the solution, you just pop up, do you? And it shows up. It's so fun. It's so fun. It's really, that is how you align with the solution. You focus on the solution. You see how alignment's not really that difficult. Being a vibrational match is not really that difficult because your vibration is what you focus on. So if you start focusing on the solution, you just activated the energy of the solution. And every resource, every being, everything in the spiritual world can help you. And it's so good. And all those courses and books and meditations and affirmations you've done and prayers, they all start to click together and make sense and create this beautiful scenario where you are happy, where you are joyful, where you are free, where you are peaceful, where you are light, where you are the person you came to this planet to be. It gets to be fun. It gets to be fun. That's why I say, you know, when you talk about dating, I say dating's so much fun because I just focus on what's the purpose of dating? Why am I doing it? It's just the solution is meeting somebody. Oh, meeting somebody's really easy. I have no trouble doing that. Sometimes I'm too much. It's too easy sometimes for me. No, I'm not going to say that. I love how easy it is. So, yeah. Yeah. And then you get to play in it. You get to play in it and try different things. And it gets fun. And, you know, you don't feel bad about yourself. And, you know, you even if you are in situations that you're like, that's not me. You know that. And then you get out of it. And then you move into the next thing that's you. And it's so fun. It's all so fun when you focus on the solution. So if you would like my graphic that I have on my phone, send a message to me through and do it this way. I'm not gonna respond to anything else. You can, if you write me on Instagram, I'm not going to respond to that. Send me a message through the contact page of my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I will send you the graphic I made for myself that's on the wallpaper of my phone that says focus on the solution. And if not, find a graphic program, make your little poster and put it on the wallpaper section of your phone. So every time you look at your phone, you see focus on the solution. Yeah, you are worthy and deserving of everything that you desire. If it's on your heart, it means that it's possible for you. God wants to work with you. Everything wants to work with you. You have to be willing to allow it all to work in your favor. And so just focus on the solution. Okay, I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. If you are an empath, I have a program coming up for you, so keep an eye on my website. And again, sign up. Sign up for the newsletter. It's really awesome. I've realized I don't tell enough people to sign up for it. And I send these amazing intuitive messages every week, too, on Wednesday and Saturday, generally. Sometimes not. Sometimes it might be a Thursday and a Sunday. I don't know if you can hear that. I have no idea what it is. It's something in Oakland. I've been Twitter stalking a noise that happens periodically in Oakland. If you didn't hear it, disregard it. If you are in Oakland and you know what it is, I live in downtown Oakland, drop me a note and let me know. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.